Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Saints lose to the LA Rams 34-10. Black and gold now 1-8 on the season, as you can imagine here on The Point After. The lines are lit up, Cajun Cannon. We're going to get into your rant about this game. It was a lot of tough from the start to finish to see from this black and gold bunch.
Well, I don't know. JV versus varsity, whatever. We want to set the tone, get the ball first. We go three and outs. I knew it was going to be a long day when I saw that come about. You control the ebb and flow of a game. Time of possession, they had the ball almost 28 minutes more. 28 minutes more. Don't you have to score to win? You could have an awesome defense. When you're scoring 10 points, you're not going to win too many games. So what now? We've had three against Tampa, who's considered a contender in the NFC, and now 10 against the Rams, who's definitely an NFC contender. I thought, like the Bills games, the Rams are just playing around with us. I mean, but they did it more convincingly. I think the Rams did, because these numbers are unbelievable. When you look at third down, red zone, and all that. So it was just very, it's not even frustrating. I said, damn it, I'm not even taking notes no more. I'm going to go smoke a cigar.
To cry at stuff.
You're going to go run errands? No, you kind of mockingly make jokes at your own team. And it's just unbelievable. And it's not a joke, because this is reality. The Saints are 1-8. You might say, but Bobby, you got to be patient. No, okay. Well, I guess we could be patient back in 1967 when the team started out 1-8. Or 1980, I think that's when the Bags came out, and that's when we dropped the S on the name and they became the Ants. They were 0-14 till they finally won. So the 1-8 start is the club's second worst in franchise history. I mean, we just, the bad news, instead of bad news Bears, bad news Ants. It's that bad. It's humiliating. And listen. That's a lot of points. It's like when you play Renegade in college, you're underdog by 14.5 points. If you'd have told me which person in the United States, okay, I'm going to give you 23 points in the Saints and you still don't cover. This is the National Football League. It's supposed to be pros versus pros. Well, sure in the hell don't look like that with the Saints right now. I mean, okay, what's the common denominator as of late right now? I think, we have a new coach. First-year coaches can't get fired. Kellen Moore's not going to have Sean Payton's personality, and he never will. His mindset. But the GM has to come in the picture. The general manager. Who got these players? And who's running the team? No, how can you not be held accountable? And it's just tough love. It's the pros. It's not just like we got to sugarcoat this. No, you demand people and you want the product out there that you want to support. So it's just the way it is. I mean, it doesn't, matter how you came about, whoever's in control and has the power and all that, know the product is just, hey, you have to win. If you don't win, then changes have to be made. And you say, well, how long do we have to be patient? The NFL, again, like I said, first-year head coaches get fired. That's just the way the NFL is. I mean, I'm going to go on and on. Why we didn't even belong on the field with the Rams. I mean, they had 3-1. They had 30 first downs, not 20. We had 10. Third down. We've sucked on third down offense. We even worse. Now we're only 22%. We weren't even low 30s. We were 2 of 9. They were where you want to be. They were 7 of 14, 50%. Okay, what if I fourth down? Okay, I might be aggressive. We were aggressive 2 times, 0 for 2. They were aggressive on fourth down, 100%, 2 for 2. Red zone, you're not going to beat anybody. We were 1 of 3, 33%. That needs to be, you need to do that times 2. I'm not saying you got to be 100%. That needs to be like 65 to 70% getting touchdowns. Well, they were 80%. They were 4 or 5. Goal to goal. Oh, boy, we got to punch it in. They were 4 for 4, 100%. It's just horrendous. It's terrible football. It's the same song and dance. Like I said, you have to score to win. But you look all that. You look all third down, red zone. No, it's the same message every week. Nothing. Offensive plays. No. This could be in an NFL game if you're a high efficient offense. This could be a half. We ran 40 damn plays the whole game. Remember I say you got to be 65 or more? But if you don't convert on third down, we ran only 40 plays. Okay, we need to run the ball. Now, we were getting so far behind, but it's like 2 weeks in a row. Have we attempted to run the ball? No. We had 14 rushing attempts. Thank God we got a little spark with Taysom Hill. You know, let's put him at quarterback, see what's going to happen. He ran 29 yards. Ironically, that was the longest run of the season, not Alvin Kamara or anybody. We had a 19-yard run going into the game, but that was a 29-yard run. But you could see that the Rams are a contender, and the Saints are the worst team in the NFL. Bobby, what are you talking about? We're better than the Titans. We're better than the Jets. We're better than the Dolphins. I don't know. We got to play them. We got to wait and see. All I know going into this game, and we didn't win, we got shellacked. We had the number one overall pick. So I don't know. Don't they give the number one overall pick the team with who's the worst?
There's no lottery?
No, there's no lottery. It's not like the NBA. No, if you're worse, you get to pick first like the Titans did last year. Well, that's where we're at right now. You had the Rams, who's an NFC contender. You know, you'd have to say alongside, you never know, Helton Skelter, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, and the Packers. You never know what they come up, the Lions. We'd say like Packers, Lions, Rams, maybe the Eagles. But it just on and on. And then, what did I say? Okay, why did we beat the Giants?
Turnover.
We were plus 5. And we still didn't beat them. That should have been a 3-score beatdown of the Giants. No, it wasn't. We didn't win by that big of a margin. And we were plus 5. Well, now we're minus 2 for the game. We're minus 4 for the season. So we're trending in the opposite direction. Now we go to Carolina. Man, Carolina, the way they roll and they can run the ball, the way they smash into them out, they're 5-4 right now. They're probably going to be a touchdown favorite. I don't know how Vegas is going to put that, but who would have thought, who would have thunk it, that Carolina, that they're training way better than the New Orleans Saints are right now.
They were also 13-point dogs today.
Carolina, yeah, but they had a little fight in that dog. That dog was barking. Our dog was meow, meow. We were like kitty cats.
We were the kitty cats.
And we were the kitty cats. It was so, but Steve, I have to disagree with you on this. Because it was hard. It was one of those kind of games. And don't give that diamond in the rough. There ain't no diamond in the rough. Look where we drafted him. He's the future quarterback, maybe. So you got to give, like, who in the hell is this for the Saints? You know who played hard and earned his keep? He's diamond in the rough. Jonah Williams. Who that nation fan said, who in the hell is Jonah Williams? Jonah and the whale? I heard of Jonah.
Yeah.
Jonah and the whale, you know, the biblical story. But Jonah, diamond, he's the diamond in the rough. Fifth-year veteran. Out of Weber State, you know, out of Utah, Weber State. A free agent we got from Detroit. But guess what? We cut him. We had to activate him in the practice squad. He had the best showing. He had a nice sack. He had three total tackles, two unassisted. He had a quarterback hurry and two tackles for a loss. So, yeah, we bragging on Jonah Williams, who our own fans don't even know who in the hell is Jonah Williams. That shows you how bad it is right now for the Saints.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay, Puka Nacua, I'm tired of talking about him. I butcher his name all the time because it just so frustrates me. He's like a running back receiver. Can we tackle him? The one who tackled him hard, a good thing we knocked him out. He had well over 100 yards. The DeMario Davis kind of landed on his shoulder. But he had 98 yards from scrimmage. And like I said, we had to knock him out. You know what? You know what he had the last time, and he was probably on pace to get that. If the game would have been a little closer, the last time he played the Saints, he had 180 scrimmage yards on 9 catches. Well, today he had 8 targets, 7 catches, so 95 yards. He had that one run on the goal line for 3. So, and then can we still cover the tight end? I don't think we ever could cover the tight end. It don't matter who we play.
They had 4 of them.
The Rams have 4 tight ends. Is it a law firm or what? Ferguson, Allen, Higby, and Parkinson. It's like a damn law firm. Nobody knows who the tight ends are for the Rams. And all they did was kill us. They had 10 catches, 114 yards of tight ends. Now, I heard of Higby. You know, you try to say, well, who?
Ferguson's like, the rookie.
The draft pick, right?
Yep.
From Oregon?
Yep.
They got the real Oregon tight end. Oh, but Juwan Johnson, he finally scored a touchdown for us. He looked good that play. He had a long gain of 12 yards. But looking at it, it's like, yeah, the law firm gashed us along with Puka Nacua and Davante Adams. Davante Adams, he had a couple of touchdowns, 5 catches.
No big
but
deal.
But I was out there in practice in Irvine. What?
It was a Hollywood-type-like practice.
Kool-Aid, Alante Taylor, and him? No, no. Everybody's up on the trading block to me. We don't tackle, and we might tackle every now and then, but we're so inconsistent doing that. But when you look, I said that in practice when I was watching him. Puka Nacua did one nice play against the Saints defense. I don't know, it was like a little like tight end jet sweep, whatever. He ran 12 yards, then he went talk with the movie stars at practice on the sideline. He wasn't even like going against us. And Matthew Stafford wasn't even at practice because his back. And then they go on with Jimmy G, and Stetson Bennett, he's not even activated.
Yeah.
Jimmy G don't even play. They don't even let him kneel down the ball anymore. I mean, they just let Matthew Stafford do that. Who had a quarterback rating of 141,
just a stunt.
4 touchdowns. To show you how bad it's been, I got to find this in my notes, Steve, because now Matthew Stafford, okay, what Matthew Stafford in 9 games against the Saints. He's thrown 23 touchdown passes. And he came into the game.
9 games, 23 touchdown passes.
23 touchdown passes in 9 games. So it was like either 2 plus. He was going to get for sure 2 plus. Wow. So he did get the plus. He got 4. So ended up with 4 touchdowns, no picks, a quarterback rating, 141, like I said. Shuck, 81 quarterback rating. So, it just goes on and on. and you look, and it's just, you can't sugarcoat anything. It's just a bunch of, if you try and sugarcoat it, just a bunch of BS. And now he was active. Justin Reed, he finally had like double-digit tackles. I don't know if that's good for your safety. You know, we always used to DeMario Davis. He had 13 total tackles along with Justin Reed. I think Chase Young had a nice sack. He had a quarterback hurry, a tackle for loss. Brian Brzee, a couple of quarterback hurries. But last year, did we not, I don't think, did we have a player make the Pro Bowl last year?
No, sir.
I don't think we have another one this year. Who's going to the Pro Bowl with the Saints?
They did as an alternate, I believe.
I ain't no talking about, I'm talking about Pro Bowl. I'm talking about like who, you know, like McCoy. Okay, like I think every team will want McCoy.
Right.
I mean, so you have to look at it. But you could probably put on one hand how many players on the Saints that the other teams would want. And you could probably say, oh, we want him as depth, but maybe not as a starter. Well, again, I say, who's in charge of getting those players? So that's why you have to hold everybody accountable. You have to look in the mirror. You can't be like, well, it's going to get better. It's going to get better. And I said to be patient. But it does matter how you lose. This is embarrassing, just like it was the Seattle game. That's an embarrassing loss. Now, that was both on the road. And the Bucs gained the score, but our defense played good against the Bucs. But I think if we have a hard-fought game, you know, like the 49ers, the Cardinals, or kind of the woulda, coulda, shoulda time games, get within one score. Were we ever within one score this game? No. Again, the Rams were playing with us. They it was like, oh, man, the score is only 20-10 at half. How in the hell that happened?
Right.
You know, it's like, okay, just look at our stats after the first quarter. I mean, did we even go on offense? Do we even had a chance to move the ball? It's almost like when we're moving the ball, the game's so out of hand that it's like garbage yards, garbage stats, garbage.
Yeah, we saw Shuck starting to rip things up in the third quarter a little bit.
Yeah, but then, yeah, you might make a play here or there, but I'm talking about when you're trying to do something significant when the game's on the line and you got to get a first down, change the momentum. No, but we're not doing that. We're not doing it. And then, and everybody's been a piece of this protecting the football. You know, Alvin Kamara's calling out, you know, basically we got to know the responsibility, hold on the football. You know, whether that be Chris Olave, Juwan Johnson, whatever, but then he fumbles today. No, all those little things add up, and we're doing what losing teams do. You lose the turnover margin, then you have no chance to win. I can tell you right now, I'm going to see. I would challenge the team because no one thinks you can do it. We're going to be 0-2 in the NFC South. I'm telling you right now, come on, Saints. Can we go to Carolina and win? Some fans would say, well, Bobby, we really got to look in the future. It might be in our best interest if we don't win another game. But you never want to be in that category because you are playing for your Pro Football Life as an individual player. But you don't want to be in that category with the 1980 Saints when you were 1-15. You won your one before last game. I want to say they beat the Jets in New York to get their first win, and they ended up 1-15. Now we were a new franchise. We weren't as bad as the Bucs. But the Bucs were, what, 0-26? I don't know why I'm thinking that. I think it was more than 0-24. They were 0-26 as an expansion team. Guess who they beat their first win? It was against the Saints in the Dome. So I said, you don't want to be categorized in, like, as one of the worst teams. And that's where we're at right now. But if we're going to get better, we might have to just be rock bottom and not necessarily beat a team like the Titans, beat a team like the Jets or the Dolphins. So what, is that going to make us feel better about ourselves because we have three wins? Oh, well, we 3-14. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
3 or 4 wins won't, in 17 games won't make a difference how you feel about the team with only having one win versus that. Because right now we do have the number one overall pick. And what I saw today, we got to still wait and be patient to see if Shuck is the guy. Let him play out the season and see what he does. And so, well, we got to draft another quarterback.
We knew how tough the Rams front was going to be.
Yeah, yeah. I said that I'd be shocked. Not because I saw it in practice when they were out there, that our offensive line could, and we didn't have McCoy, our offensive line can't block their D-line. And I that's just what I thought. And I thought if we had a chance, maybe our defensive line could be disruptive. But again, when we were going against that Rams offense in training camp, Matthew Stafford was not.
The trigger man wasn't there.
Was not practicing. Yeah, so no, a very disheartening loss. This is, to me, just as disheartening as the Seahawks loss. I think they kind of dark horse in the NFC. You look at up-and-coming teams. And I would just put it with the Seahawks because, you know, you look at the Bears, different games, where you're at. And this game, I feel like right now if we play the Rams, like, let's say, you know how we just saw the World Series. Oh, it went to Game 7. I think if it went to Game 7 with the Rams, we would lose 7 games and not win one. You know, if we could.
This was definitely your typical, oh, looks like varsity versus JV.
Yeah, I would not, no matter how many times we played the Rams, we cannot beat them. We cannot beat them. And they've had our number, like I said, as of late. And
still looking for that first regular season win in SoFi Stadium, too.
Yeah, SoFi has not been kind. Anaheim used to be kind to the Saints when we went out there. But definitely not SoFi when you break it all down. We've now lost, like I said, we've lost 4 games in a row, but we've lost 6 consecutive road games at the Rams. I don't know who that nation, I don't know what y'all think. Tell me what you feel. I'm very discouraged about where we're at right now, and you only can make so many changes. You can't get rid of all the players. So who got the players here? Who's in charge? You got a brand new coach. So what direction do you go? I mean, do you do like who's running the team, whatever? Do you do it? I think we're trying that by committee. We have a number of general managers in the building. We have 3 total general managers in the Saints front office in the building right now, trying to correct this and make us point in the right direction.
Well, I think you also have to look at scouting department, huh?
That's all part of it. Scouting, but then you have to look who's in charge of the scouting department. Then, oh, listen, like you're the head coach, like the buck stopped here at LSU. No matter where you're at, the coach is going to get too much of the glory or the blame or whatever. And if you're the head honcho, you're going to get too much of the glory or the blame. How much praise we always would give, and it's a big part of it, we give to Sean Payton and Drew Brees.
For sure.
Well, they ain't here no more. How much praise we'd give if all of a sudden, if we'd have only one loss? We get, boy, whoever was the quarterback and the head coach, man, we're doing a damn good job. You know, the time the general manager truly gets a lot of credit is when you're pushing the right buttons and you're putting this your team year in and year out to have a chance to win, like the Rams, lessees. You look the Eagles and their GM. So just look how the Packers have been run. And how they have their youngest team, and look how there's a lot of hope there. Look how the sad sack Lions, but Dan Campbell gets the credit. I don't even know who's the GM for the Lions. But wouldn't you say he's doing a damn good job? So I'm just telling you, fans want answers. They want answers. And if you try different things, and it's the same song remains the same song and dance, and then you look, well, who's in charge? And it's just the way it is. So don't be hating on me. Nobody get mad. I'm nothing personal against anybody. It's just the way it is. This is tough love. This is professional football. And someone has to be held accountable. And it's just the way it is. I don't make the rules. It's like this in any city. You know, if the Saints would be in New York right now, they'd be getting blasted. They'd be getting blasted. I think we Southern gentlemen, you know, we kinder. You know, it seems like, can't we all just get along? No, you know how we get along? You got to freaking win. If you win, you could be the biggest jerk in the world and have terrible communication skills, don't want to deal with the public. If you win, it doesn't matter. But then if you don't win and no one likes you, like Coach Kelly, now he's viewed as a carpetbagger at LSU. He couldn't relate to us. And he's trying to bring what he did up in Notre Dame here. It doesn't work. You know, you got to kiss the babies and all that. Hang out with the common fans. There's a bunch of different directions you could go. And again, you could be considered a tyrant. A lot of people on the Coach Saban's coaching staff, man, they're like, man, what a jerk. And you could say, well, he's our jerk or he's my jerk, but he wins. Yeah, you just have to win. It's just the way it is. A lot of people don't like Sean Payton. But I know Sean Payton's a winner. You might say, well, look how lucky the Broncos are. Aren't they making their own luck sometimes? After a while, you might think, boy, the Broncos got a horseshoe up. You know what? Look how they're winning. Who's been in charge of the Broncos? Have they turned that around? Sean Payton. So, yeah, you look at everything, and it's no personal shots on anyone, and it's all about the product. And you could say there's 70-some thousand people in the Dome. There wasn't no 70-some thousand people in the Superdome last home game. Are you kidding me? Now, maybe that's how many tickets you sold. And you don't want the enemy fan base coming to town. Well, you got to win to keep your own folks at the games and want to be in that number. Or that's their form of protest. That, you know, I'll buy season tickets. I want the Saints to stay in New Orleans. But until they show me a different product, I ain't going to the damn game. And that's just the way it is. And I'm not taking any personal shots at anybody and how things are run. But all I know, it's a bottom line business.
That's what you're saying, too.
You have to win. And if you don't win, you have a lot of haters out there. Ain't nobody can show you no love. And that's just, it's not PE class. And it's not, I even think we kind of nice to the sense that I am at times. Well, man, the team played hard, how we lost to the Cardinals and 49ers. But no, the bottom line, did you win or lose? I always tell you, I'd rather win ugly than, boy, look at how entertaining that was when we lost the game. You have to win the game, and you have to turn around. And the schedule's going to get a lot easier now. But again, right now, if we were picking, we'd be the number one overall pick. Because you think the Titans and the Jets or the Dolphins, whatever, has it bad right now. How can we say they have it worse than us? No, that's just where we're at right now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.